So we're just leaving the Etihad Stadium. Newcastle United have unfortunately been beaten 2-0 by the Premier League champions, Man City, on a day, well, let's sum it up really. It was a day where Newcastle rued their missed opportunities, and they certainly had them in both halves. I think that was obviously the key moments, the game-changing moments for Newcastle. And, you know, first half, Anthony Gordon has a great opening, gets a sight of goal, and unfortunately it all goes wrong at the last minute. I think, had that gone in, then I think Newcastle, it's a different game for them almost. They would have had something to hold on to. But then the big moment for Man City was Foden making a great run down the right. He left three Newcastle players trailing in his wake, and, you know, fires home by the deflection off Botman. It hasn't been a good week for him. Two deflections going past his own keeper. Difficult moments, but I think really when that went in, you feared the worst. But, you know, it was still 1-0 at the break. We'd also had that Callum Wilson chance, which he just couldn't get his connection right, and it just pinged well wide. And had that gone in again, you're wondering, could it be a big day for Newcastle? After the break, I think Eddie Howe was just aiming to stay in the game as long as possible, which he did. We got to the hour mark, and he made a treble substitution. And that treble substitution made me wonder if Newcastle could go on and do something really special, because for four or five minutes it was just all Newcastle, and Willock's cross zipped across the face of goal. Joe Linton couldn't apply the finish, and Isaac had a couple of openings himself. Edison had to make a couple of good saves, and Isaac also put a cross in for St Maximin at the back post. But in the next attack for City, they capitalised on a rare Kieran Trippier loss of possession. Haaland swung the ball round, and the substitute, Bernardo Silva, who Pep Guardiola had bought on at the moment when Newcastle were on top, teed himself up and just fired it past Nick Pope for 2-0. And then that was the moment probably when the belief began to drain away for Newcastle that they could do something big in a huge fixture. They weren't able to rally or get back into the game, and I think City just knew that they had the points in the bag, because we saw a little bit of, how can we call it? What can we call it? I think almost trying to show Newcastle who the champions were, really. They knew Newcastle were frustrated. They were holding the ball in the corner, and I think at that moment you just knew City had Newcastle's number. And so it proved, as Newcastle struggled to get possession back. There was a late Kieran Trippier free kick, but it would have been no more than a consolation goal. And from Eddie Howe's point of view, he's gone toe-to-toe one of the top managers. Newcastle haven't been annihilated by any stretch of the imagination. They've come here and they've put up a fight. Unfortunately, they just couldn't force the issue, and many teams have come here and not been able to do anything like that, really. Only Everton in the Premier League have come here and picked up a point, and nobody has beat City at home in the league this season. So Newcastle know the level now. There's 14 matches left for them. There's still plenty to play for. I think Isaac will get stronger as the weeks go on. I think the next game against Wolves now is key. The next two games really are key. They need to really get back on track. The form in 2023 isn't good. It's 1-8 in the Premier League. The League Cup run perhaps papered over one or two cracks, but I think really getting to Wembley was big for Newcastle. Let's not forget that. They couldn't produce in the final, but getting there was big. And obviously we lost in the FA Cup as well, which was a huge disappointment in the third round. But now it's all about these last 14 matches and about Newcastle delivering something in terms of European football. What competition is going to be? Well, Champions League is going to be tough. Europa League, still a big, big shout for that. It could end up being the Europa Conference League still. We'll have to wait and see. But brave effort today. Weren't able to get it over the line and move on to Wolves next Sunday at St James's Park for a huge home game.